From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says the three Americans who had been detained in North Korea have been released and are on their way home.
It'll be 2 o'clock in the morning. It'll be quite a scene, and it'll be, to me, it's very exciting because it represents something. It represents something very important to this country.
The White House called the release a positive gesture of goodwill on the part of North Korea. The three have now landed in Japan. Also on Wednesday, the president said the date and location of his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be announced within 3 days, but it will not take place at the Korean Demilitarized Zone, as he had previously suggested it might.
I appreciate Kim Jong-un doing this and allowing them to go. We picked a time, we picked a place for the meeting, or summit, as you like to call it, and I think it'll be very successful. But as I always say, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Heavily armed suicide bombers attacked 2 police stations in the Afghan capital Kabul on Wednesday, killing at least 7 people and wounding 23. The first attack took place midday, during which 2 suicide bombers targeted the police headquarters in the western Dasht-e-Barchi district of the capital. About 30 minutes later, a group of at least 5 gunmen wearing suicide vests stormed a police station in central Kabul's upscale Shahr-e-Naw area. A suicide bomber has killed at least 14 people and wounded more than 15 others in a market in the lower Shebel region of Ethiopia, about 90 kilometers southwest of the capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA News. The Chinese